Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos here. And today we will be continuing the Halachas of Eitzah and discuss Tachshitim, wearing jewelry. And Amir Hashem, in the next year, we will get Mistama to watches, about wearing watches outside, out of Erev. But first, we have to discuss jewelry. Now, in Halacha, it's Mavuyah in the Gemara already in Shabbos, that even though Tachshitim, that a person wears on his guf or on his begadim, he wears jewelry, it's really bottled to the person, because it's just like clothing a bottle, so jewelry is a bottle. But the Maaseh Chazal in the Gemara already, they made a gzeira that you should not go out with tachshitim, with jewelry. And the reason is because you might meet a friend and want to show the friend the piece of jewelry. You might take it off and come to carry. Therefore, made the Rabbanon, they instituted a gzeira that you should not go out in the Rishus Rabbim with tachshitim. L'maaseh, the minig ha-mekubal already from the days of the Ga'onim were that the Noshim did go out L'Rishus Rabbim with the tachshitim. Like the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simen Shin Gimel Sif Yud Ches, he brings down Ve'idna Noshe Didon Nogu Lotzeis B'chol Tachshitim. Our Noshim go out with all the jewelry. And the shadow is why? Why are they make it? It's a Gzeirah Chazal not to go out with jewelry. So there's a lot of reasons brought down in the Shulchan Aruch why they were not makbid and they wore the jewelry even outside in Rishus Rabbim. So the Shulchan Aruch says one of the reasons are that since they won't listen, it's mutav yishoyges v'al yemezidus. It's better if they're shoyges, not mezidus. Which means, a fidap shah, be'etzem, it's awesome. But lemaisa, it was too hard to institute the gzeira, so he left them alone, and they didn't tell them, because they're not going to listen anyway. That was one reason he says. Another thing he says, that there's limud chus, because, like we said in last year, that our shirabim is not our shirabim deraisa. Since we don't have 600,000 people in our shirabim, therefore it's not a deraisa, and therefore, there's only a Darabanon you can make all, since it's only a Karmelist, it's not a Shiram Darais, you can make all with Tachshitim. The Ramah brings down a third reason, another Limud Zchus. He says, that was only in those days when very few people had jewelry, and it was very expensive jewelry. And therefore, someone who went out on the street, is a Chiddush, wow, you have jewelry, they want to show it to someone. And therefore, the Chshash. But today, that everyone has jewelry, even teenagers have jewelry, so it's not such a big deal, so they're not going to take it off to show it to someone. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds on even more. He says, it was dafka v'mei chazal that the ladies were home the entire week. They didn't go out. The only time they came out of the house was only on Shabbos. And therefore, they never saw each other. They only saw each other on Shabbos. And therefore, on Shabbos, they want to show off the jewelry. It's the only time they see each other. Mashenkin today, where they're out the whole week, they can show all the time. And therefore, it's not a problem. And you see, they don't take off, even in the weekday, or on Yom Tov, where you're allowed to carry Litzarech, even then, they don't take it off to show with the people. So you see, there's no chash. And therefore, these are all the reasons why it's mutter to wear jewelry, lemaisa. The ladies are mutter to wear jewelry outside in Shirabim, even though Chazal made a gzera. And the reasons are, basically, we don't have a Shirabim deraisa, and also it's not the derech to take it off, it's not such a big chiddush, it's not so uncommon, and therefore, the ladies are allowed to go out with tachshitim on Shabbos. But, that's only if you wear it kedarka. Like we said by clothing, if you don't wear it kedarka already, then it might be a problem of carrying. And the example they give is, if someone has a very expensive necklace, and she is walking through a bad neighborhood, and she's worried that it might get stolen off her. So she puts it under her shirt. Then it's a chash carrying, because you don't wear a necklace that way. You wear a necklace above your shirt, not under your shirt. If you put it under your shirt, that's a problem of carrying, and it's also to go out like that way. So if someone's going to go through a bad neighborhood, do not wear that necklace, because you're not allowed to put the necklace under your shirt. But if you're wearing a coat, then it's fine, because the normal way to wear necklaces above your shirt, not above your coat. So it's fine if the coat covers it. But to put it on a way where it's not the normal way to wear it, then it's a problem to wear jewelry outside. It's only mutter if you're wearing kederach malbush. And lastly, the Mishmur says in two places, in Shin Gimel Sivkot Samachay, and in Simon Shin Aleph Sivkot Lamaches, that by men who wear jewelry, a bal nefesh should be machmer not to go out with jewelry. So for example, if a man has a wedding ring, he should not go out in a place without an Erev, if he's a Baal Nefesh. And he should be Mach Menat. There is a Mokum to Mekel, of course, just like the Noshim are Mekel. But again, the Mishmur says in two places that a Baal Nefesh, a man, a Baal Nefesh, should be Machmir not to go out with a Tachshit in Shisharabim.